present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, and Victoria Wood in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, we have three of our regular players of the game, and we're delighted to welcome that lovely, delightful and amusing actress as our guest this week for the very first time, Victoria Wood. It does require courage to come on and play against these three fellows. And once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, on the subject that I will give them. And they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And we will begin the show this week. And unfortunately, Derek's lost his voice again, but I've no doubt that he will be heard all right, because he never fails. And he's going to begin the show with the most incredible thing I know. There are 60 seconds, as usual, Derek, and you start now.
The most incredible thing I know was revealed onto me quite recently on a trip from Singapore into Johor Bahru. I had crossed the causeway and turned right and visited this chap's house. Now, the interesting thing about it was, although the temperature was 95 degrees outside, inside, the air conditioning was going at full blast. It was totally freezing. One had never felt such extreme chill outside the northern part of Scotland or some such place. And I asked the fellow why. He said, well, I must keep standards.
Peter Jones has challenged you.
Reputation of fellow.
Yes. that is right, Peter. So you have a correct challenge for which you get a point, and you take over the subject. The subject is the most incredible thing I know. There are 29 seconds left, starting now.
The most incredible thing I know, I read in The Guardian only a few weeks ago. Apparently, if a person could speak uninterruptedly for as long as a year, he still wouldn't use as much energy as it takes to boil an egg. Now, that does seem to me the most remarkable piece of information, and it was quoted from the Science Monthly, I think it was. And if one could imagine...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
His imagination ran out.
Yes, I agree. So there's a pause, and Derek, you have the subject back with a point for a correct challenge, and there are 3 seconds left, starting now.
And he had a great big roaring fire going, which was the most incredible thing that I knew.
Well, when Ian Messiter blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever's speaking at that moment gains an extra point. It was, of course, Derek Nimmo, and he has 2 points at the end of that round. And Peter Jones, who's in second place, will begin the next round, and the subject is, Peter, those who are listening on their car radios. Can you talk on that subject, starting now?
Well, those who are listening on their car radios are not necessarily listening to this program. I think it would be conceited to assume that even the majority were. But may I suggest to those who are listening to this particular show that they turn off the main road or motorway into a by lane and listen uninterrupted by those ghastly motorcycles that are not fitted with suppressors and spoil a great deal of pleasure for people who are enjoying the music, the humour, the wit, and the beautiful use of the English language, which is demonstrated on Just a Minute and not many other shows. Now, I'm aware that I have repeated the word show, so I feel
Peter, you shouldn't have drawn their attention to it.
No, I thought they'd gone to sleep.
No, actually, we were enjoying it, and we were in such complete sympathy, we wanted to continue, I'm sure.
Ah, I see, yes.
But Derek did challenge. Derek, yes.
Well,
yes, as he said. Right, Derek, 15 seconds on those who are listening on their car radios, starting now.
Well, those people who are listening on their car radios to Just a Minute at this moment, I suggest that they wind down the windows and tap on passing cars and suggest that they flick over the channel, because then we might get one of these big audiences that Nicholas Parsons likes to boast about. Occasionally.
But if Victoria Wood is challenged.
Well, I just thought it was a bit of a
hesitation.
Blurring.
Definitely. Yes, the plot is a hesitation.
Well,
Victoria. Yes, and you have played the game that Clement Freud regularly plays and the others try to, and that is getting in just before the whistle goes. You have literally half a second to talk on those who are listening on their car radios, starting now. Victoria Wood speaking on the subject, and yet she is in second place with 2 points at the present moment.
Well, I would like to congratulate Victoria Wood on her debut, because her speech, unlike many of the others, didn't drag at all. I thought it was a splendid start.
Right. Kenneth, we're going to hear from you now. Oh, yes. What a lovely subject for you. Going off the deep end. Will you tell us something about that subject in the game starting now?
Most of the people that go off at the deep end do so because of provocation. And that's what I've been subjected to on more than one occasion doing this game. Coming all the way from Great Portland Street at considerable inconvenience because my feet are not all...
Victoria Wood has challenged.
Deviation.
Why, dear?
Well, his feet have nothing to do with it, are they?
But he was... his feet have got nothing to do with going off... Well, you never know, going off the deep end. But I don't think he deviated from the subject sufficiently. He was demonstrating that it is very difficult for him. And I think she's a guest. I think I should give it to her, don't you? Victoria, give you the benefit of the doubt. There are 40 seconds for you to go on the subject of going off the deep end, starting now.
Well, I go off the deep end when I go swimming at the Morecambe and Lancaster Recreation Area Centre pool, deep end, and what I do is I go in my navy costume, which has a halter neck, and it's sort of gathered under the bust, and it sort of goes up at the back. It's very attractive. So,
Kenneth Williams has chance.
Who sort of?
Yes, isn't it terrible? How rotten, isn't it? It is difficult, isn't it?
That's what I felt when I was pulled up in the middle of discussing my feet.
I know. And you are very sporting. For once, you never berated me for that. So, Kenneth, you have the subject back again, and there are 24 seconds for going off the deep end, starting now.
I did it in a play once and shot into the wings and said, "How dare you not give me that cue on time, you great fool," and shoved the other actor into what appeared to be a pageant lamp, and it fell on him and cut him considerably. And the producer came to my dressing room and said, "This boy is in great pain as a direct result of your..."
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he's talking about the results of going off the deep end, not actually going off the deep end, you see. He's rambling on about his feet and about this other actor and everything. And Great Portland Street. He's giving us so much extraneous information.
But on this occasion, he really had got onto the subject of the actor and his injuries and not the actually going off the deep end. So I agree with you, Peter. You have 4 seconds for the subject, starting now.
Hold your nose and jump in when you first ascertain that the temperature of the water...
That round, we have an interesting situation. Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Victoria Wood are all equal with 3 points, and Kenneth Williams is trailing with one, but not far behind. Victoria, your turn to begin. The subject is my plums. I can see the relationship in Ian Mester's mind, but you take it in whichever way you like in the game, starting now. Derek Nimmo, child.
I thought there would be a noise to tell me when to start.
Yes, I am the noise.
I just got here. I mean, I can't be expected to know whether you're supposed to start or not. I thought there'd be a noise.
Now, if you'd been on time, we wouldn't have had this problem.
That is where I live, you wouldn't have been on time either.
I must explain to the listeners, that's a snide reference, the fact that Victoria was held up on one of our Great British Railway trains, which was about 7 hours late. And how late was it, actually?
2.5 hours
late. And the fact that you got here at all is marvellous, and I think you look wonderful under the stress of the conditions that
Thank
must
you.
Have existed.
Yeah, well, stop all that flannel and let's get on. Flannel in it.
So, Victoria, we don't penalise you for that.
No.
The subject is my plums. Victoria Wood is going to talk, if she can.
I can.
When I say now, now!
My plums are under the sink in my kitchen, which has got red and white wallpaper, and they're jammed behind the waste pipe, and they're in yellow and green tins. And every so often, I'll take out a tin and I'll open it. I'll put it in my favourite bowl, which has got red and blue stripes around, and it's white china.
Derek Nimmo, chance.
The repetition of red.
You
what?
Did, you had red and blue wallpaper.
There were different shades of red, actually.
It's a very good reply, Victoria, but I'm afraid if you do repeat the words... He's mean, actually.
He is, isn't he? I can see that from here.
I really am mean. I've
yes.
regretted it.
Right.
I mean, Kenneth complains about coming all the way from Great Portland Street, but she's come all the way from Morecambe.
Right, but Kenneth the cult.
Exactly. Thank you, Derek. I'm glad that that's been made, apparently. Yes. I mean, there's too little of it. I mean, people don't realise I'm a cult figure. I am an enormous cult.
Yeah, a cult in your own time.
People have said you're one of the biggest cults around here.
Thank
Thank you, Derek.
And only you would dare say that.
Thank you.
Derek Nimmer, you have the subject of my plums. There are 47 seconds, starting now.
Well, my plums grow in my garden in Northamptonshire, and very beautiful they are. Victoria plums, matter of fact. And I like them a great deal. And when it comes to the season of the harvest, I take a bowl of them along to the vicar, and he always puts them right in front of the altar so that everyone within our little community can rejoice at the sight of these wonderful purple plums that have given so much joy and happiness to everyone in that part of the fair country.
Hesitation. He couldn't remember where he lived.
Let's explain for those
curious
who don't know
religious
the game,
ceremony, this putting the plums on the altar and I must say. Is it some kind of cult that you have?
Well, it is a cult figure up
it
there.
It must be, yeah. Very dark one, I should think, too.
Part he's known the as the biggest cult in Northamptonshire, actually. But Peter, you have a correct challenge, and you have the subject of my plums, and there are 16 seconds starting now.
My plums are those small damson type that grow best in Shropshire and perhaps some parts of northern Worcestershire, and they make the most wonderful cheese. If you boil them with a certain amount of sugar for a very long time, and then leave them preferably for a number of years...
Peter Jones was speaking as the whistle went, gained that all-important extra point, and he has taken the lead at the end of that round, one ahead of Derek Nimmo, and Derek begins the next round. Derek, the subject is an attack of the hiccups. That's what you have to talk about starting now.
That is a very annoying thing, you get an attack of the hiccups. I think the best thing to do, if it's a chum that's been afflicted, is to go along and bang him very hard on the back. And it's quite surprising how quickly it seems to go. Other ways of doing it, of course, are drinking out of a glass on the wrong side, which is... a bit messy, because it can dribble down your pants and get awfully damp and nasty altogether. I don't care for that method. But one of the other ways I think of getting rid of an attack of the hiccups is to stand on your head. Upside down. With your shoes...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Can't stand any other way. You're on your head, you're upside down. Repetition. Deviation. Boring repetition.
Actually, it was a description of what he was doing. But, Peter, we loved your challenge. We're going to give you a bonus point for that. But we leave the
subject... I didn't like his challenge.
No, neither did I.
But you still get a point, Derek, for an incorrect challenge.
I didn't care. I didn't like his challenge.
No, I quite agree.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. And
he's a cult with his plums on the altar. And I think you should give him proper respect.
He's still got the subject and a point and 30 seconds on an attack of the hiccups starting now.
The most incredible thing I know is when you get an attack of the hiccups from eating plums, because sometimes it does lead to constipation. And therefore...
Victoria has challenged.
I'm challenging on medical grounds.
Yes, I don't think
plums
it would lead to constipation.
Plums can never lead to constipation,
no,
as I know.
Quite the reverse, I would have thought. So, Victoria, very good challenge. And you have 22 seconds for the subject of an attack of the hiccups, and you start now.
The thing to do is, when you get hiccups, is... and I'm just pausing a minute to give you boys a chance to butt in and give me a really bad time. No, I've remembered what I'm going to say now. The thing to do is, if you get hiccups, is to get...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of the thing to do.
Yes, but she was giving you the chance to butt in, which you didn't do before, and as you did
it
then...
That thing to do. I
think that was absolutely wrong.
I didn't want to butt in.
She's come all the way from Morecambe.
Oh, yeah.
And the train was late. And she was playing the game in a very unusual way. It was quite... Carry on, Victoria. You have another point for that. There are 12 seconds on an attack of the hiccups starting now.
The best method to cure a person who's got hiccups is to stand them in the middle of the room and all stare at them, and they get so embarrassed they forget they've got hiccups and they stop hiccuping. Either that or they get really obsessed with attention and they turn into a Korean show business. Well, I don't know which you think is better.
I think that Victoria Wood is bringing a new dimension to the game, speaking so fast that nobody can make out what on earth you're talking about. And if you do that with tremendous aplomb, as she did, well, then you can keep... keep going to the whistle wind, you get an extra point, and you can go into the lead alongside Peter Jones, which is exactly what she's done. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. There's a subject here that Ian Mester's thought of, which we thought you might have something to say, and it's called being photographed through a gauze. So if you can tell us something on that subject, starting now.
Being photographed through a gauze was a practice used in early Hollywood films whereby the subject was made to look infinitely more lovely because the lines, so to speak, were taken out of the visage and therefore the appearance was flattered, to say the least. Now, I heard about Merle Oberon, who was always done through this gauze, and I said, when I was in Pinewood, I'd like to be photographed through a gauze. I'm sure I'm allowed to say, because it's in the subject, you see. And they said, you'll be lucky if you're done through a blanket, mate. But makeup people had said earlier on, you're more like a paper-hanging job. Which was that with a regular application of the witch hazel cream, you can improve the skin texture enormously. Now, my skin is as smooth as a baby's...
Peter Jones's challenge.
Reputation of skin.
Yeah, what a pity. We were just in... Yeah, you did repeat the skin.
You think it's a pity that I challenged?
Yes, because I was enjoying it.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. it's a curious place to come for your enjoyment. Got peculiar tastes, but there you are.
I know, it's such a serious program.
You wouldn't be accepting money for it, of course.
No, I wouldn't.
Otherwise, you're cheating.
He is accepting money for, you great fool, and it's a sight more than you're getting, I can tell you that much for nothing.
No, I always thought that was unfair that he got more than us.
I know, I think it's disgraceful.
What
a special that is, job, that he should get more money. I was appalled when I heard I'm a cult figure.
Well,
I mean, I'm a cult.
It still needn't be very much. If he's getting more than I'm getting, I can tell you, I'm not jealous.
I can tell you, probably, if that is true, it's only because I have to concentrate throughout the program. You can just
concentrate
when you want to. Peter Jones.
Yes.
I agree with your challenge. He did repeat the word skin three times, and you have 8 seconds on being photographed through a gauze starting now.
Well, one of the difficulties about being photographed...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
He said one of the difficulties. There's not one difficulty with him, there's hundreds.
He's going to go through them one at a time. What's the matter with that?
Nothing wrong with it at all, Peter. You have another point and 5 seconds on the subject, starting now.
Well, the 905th most difficult thing about being photographed through a gauze is that it... Never do.
So, Peter, you have increased your lead at the end of the round, getting points during it and one for speaking as the whistle went, and Victoria Wood is still in second place, and she also begins the next round, and the subject is choosing a frock to suit me. Will you tell us something about that subject in the game, starting now?
Choosing a frock to suit me is a very long, drawn-out process. I think it has taken up to now 20 years, and I still haven't found one. But I don't mind, because I'm carrying on wearing trousers and jumpers and jeans and swimming costumes like I was telling you about before. So I don't really mind too much that I can't really find a dress. And I said really twice, and nobody seems to be listening, so I think I'll just carry on.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Well, I just thought I'd help her out again.
Thank you.
Dressed twice, she said as well.
I didn't. I said frock once
she
and dressed once.
And then she said dress. Oh,
I said
want,
really
want.
Twice,
really
actually, are. If you want to be absolutely.
No, I'm sorry. I should have challenged, because I did hear it, but I wasn't giving it my attention. I still can't get over this business about you getting more money than we're getting. Baffling.
Peter, I will stand you a drink afterwards, and that's just about the amount of money.
There's no need to flaunt it.
It's the first time in 15 years, I can tell you.
Victoria, as you drew Derek's attention to your slip up there.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about your clothes, by the way.
Oh, don't drag it out. Come on, get it out. Goes on and on, doesn't he?
It was quite wrong that he should have challenged you. So you keep the subject and you have 40 seconds on choosing a frock to suit me, starting now.
I think if I had to choose...
Kenneth
Williams. Hesitation.
No, of course not.
Yes, everyone agreed it was hesitation.
No, they don't. They don't.
She... Victoria.
Actually, just a bit slow after 2.5 hours
on
the train.
Yeah, that's right. You don't come all the way from Morecambe to be challenged for hesitation by Kenneth Williams.
No.
So, only 3/4 of a second went by. So you have 39.25 seconds on choosing a frock to suit me, Victoria, starting now.
What I would do is, if I have to choose a frock to suit me, I will go to the shop that does the biggest sizes in the whole world, because it's rather difficult for me to get a frock that will fit me because of being 16 on the top and 14 on the bottom, which means I really have to have a two-piece suit, actually, if I'm going to get something that will actually fit.
Derek Nemo challenge.
Suit. Repetition of suit.
No, in two different senses. Suit to suit and suit in costume sense.
She's quite right, you know, Derek.
does it matter in what sense the word's the same? And Derek's right, it was repeated, you great fool.
She's not just a pretty face, she's a very able player of the game. She's doing marvellously.
Another new rule, is it, Father?
What's that?
Another new rule.
No, it's a new guest. All the way from Morecambe. And I love the people who come from Morecambe. Right, carry on, Victoria. 25 seconds, choosing a frock to suit me, starting now.
I think what would suit me best would be a very long one that covered my face.
Derek Nimmo, shall
we?
Yes, that's right. I give it to you that time, Derek.
But it's now. In the title. Your messenger wrote me a letter. He said you can say it if it's in the title.
Yes, you can. So you slipped off again. Oh. It's in the title.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
Choosing a frock to suit me. Suit the word suit. You can use it.
Yes, all right. I've made an absolute mess of it.
Victoria, you're equal in the lead now with Peter Jones. It's incredible. You have 23 seconds on choosing a frock to suit me, starting now.
If I had to pick a garment to flatter my figure, I think I would go to a shop in Regent Street or Oxford Street.
Peter Jones, the chance.
He has mentioned a shop before.
Yes, and street. So, Peter, you have the subject now, and I'd love to hear what you're going to tell us. In 16 seconds, on choosing a frock to suit me, starting now.
Well, I did have this experience once when I was playing a pantomime dame, and I had to find not one, but several. And it wasn't at all easy, because I found I was looking rather like my aunt. And that would have been embarrassing had she been alive. And I was actually...
Peter Jones was speaking as the whistle went, gained another point, and he's still in the lead, just ahead of Victoria Wood. Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo are both trailing a little in third and fourth place, respectively. And Derek, your turn to begin. The subject is tips. Will you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
What I was really sad about was when the 10-shilling note went out of operation, because there was something awfully nice about handing a dorm a 10... Oh, yes. Never mind. It doesn't matter. We've already established if your attention is drawn to it, because...
Victoria Wood has challenged you.
Have I? Yes, I have.
She repeated the word 10.
He certainly did.
Yes.
I spotted it myself.
Very quick, the way you picked that up, Victoria.
Yes. I was in like a flash.
Right. Victoria, repetition, you have the subject. There are 47 seconds on tips, starting now.
The bother about tips is that you're never quite sure who you're supposed to give them to. I think the rule's quite clear on taxis. I think if you don't give one to a taxi man, you're in big trouble, and I tend to...
Kenneth?
Give, try. Yes, there's no question about the driver being the person to tip if you're in a taxi. I think that's quite clear.
Kenneth! You have the subject of tips, and there are 37 seconds, starting now.
Those steel tips some people have on their shoes really give me the willies. I can't stand that awful click noise that goes on the whole time. And the tips on fags are very me, because you don't get all those bits of the tobacco sticking to your lips, which can be so very annoying. The other tip, which I often think of with a certain amount of amusement, is the one that's given you by the would-be know-all, who says, here's a good tip for it.
Victoria?
Repetition of ear. Ear's a good tip.
Ear.
Ah, but like you used the word suit in two different senses. One was an ear roll and the other was ear.
I think that was well listened. So, Victoria, two ears and you have the subject and you have 3.5 seconds on tips, starting now.
The trouble about...
And Derek Nimmo.
Was a real hesitation, man.
I'm afraid so, yeah. She just doesn't come in. I think she's a bit of an invalid. I don't think she can really hear.
She's suffering from train lag.
Yeah, so you never stop reminding her.
Well, if she is, she's in the right group, isn't she?
Derek, you have another point, and you have 2 seconds on tips, starting now.
I know a retired general has to go around tips and start a car.
Well, Derek Nimmo got the point for the speaking as the whistle went at the end of the round, and we have come, alas, to the end of the contest. We have enjoyed this. We hope you have. Have you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Do you want to stay on and do another recording? Yeah, you're not very keen, are you? I'm glad we're not doing another one. Let me give you the final score. Kenneth Williams, giving his usual good value to the program, finished in fourth place. Been alone on occasions to have a runaway win, finished in third place. And In second place... I've just seen something. In first place, we have joint winners. Not only our guest, all the way from Morecambe, Victoria Wood, alongside one of our regulars, Peter Jones, our joint winners. Enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again same time next week when once again we take to the air and we play this ridiculous, delightful, and almost impossible game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkins.